The assembly had just enough for a quorum, with Mayor Cindy Logadakis and assembly members Eric Castro, Nancy Strand, and Jay Stanton Greger attending the first regular meeting of this month. The four heard from Richard Burke, a planning commissioner and candidate for assembly, who has been lobbying for additional parking space across the road from the Petersburg Airport Terminal. Burke researched the topic on behalf of the Planning Commission earlier this year and thought a rough parking lot could be built for around $55,000 to $60,000.
The intent was in my proposal, was to get extra space for parking. My desire was for it to be something that we could improve later on. So get the shot rock pad in there. We don't need to maintain it in the winter. We don't need to plow the snow in the winter. If it gets big holes in it, we may need to put a little bit more rock in it.
Burke designs logging roads for the U.S. Forest Service. The Planning Commission earlier this year recommended that the Borough Assembly pursue that additional parking at the airport. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht reported he had contacted the Alaska Department of Transportation about the possibility. He said a low-cost lease of state land may be possible, but he's expecting it will cost more than Burke figures to construct the parking space.
Like anything, when you're dealing with state property, it turns into a bigger project. They're not really going to allow us to spread 4 inches of gravel out there and call it a parking lot. That's not going to work. But what will work, we don't really know 100% either, to be fair to what Richard's talking about. To get to that point, basically we're going to have to start working with the state and start having attorneys look at contracts. And DOT, I'm sure, has got a standard one, but they're going to come back and they're going to want it designed a certain way. We'll likely have to provide some kind of drawings. I don't know if they're going to require engineering documents or not, but hopefully not.
He estimated a 30-space lot would cost the borough around $150,000 to $200,000 to build because of site preparation, gravel, crosswalk lights, bike path repairs, and protection for an underground water line. He also heard from the state that the DOT did not have the money to expand parking lots or add to the state's maintenance work. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman thought Burke's goal of additional parking is worth looking into.
It might be apples and oranges what he thinks could go in and what the state would expect, and we don't really know what the state's going to say. So in my opinion, it's probably better to shoot high and address some things that Steve talks about, so that we can, if this goes forward, we can plan on approval instead of a constant revision process until we finally land on something the state's going to approve.
Assembly members in the past have wondered about expanding existing parking space or using an overflow lot near the end of the runway. Mayor Cindy Logadakis appreciated that Burke had raised the issue.
As you've started the conversation, and it may not end up as you originally proposed, but I think people are looking at different alternatives, even if we reconfigure how parking is laid out at the airport or change where the snow deposit area is, there may be some other options.
The assembly took no vote on that issue, but may continue with that discussion in the future. The assembly also decided to postpone a planned discussion on oversight of the local electric utility until all seven are at a meeting. The only decisions they did make were to award a sole source contract for Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department radios for just under $45,000. The assembly also made changes for two leases of borough land, approved a budget change for Casino Street sewer work, and okayed a ballot question on whether to continue a property tax exemption for buildings with sprinkler systems. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.